Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're diving into AI voice cloning,
All right.
focusing on the research paper "Cloning Voices and Making Kin: A Multi-Vocal AI Approach to Kinship."
Right.
It's all about how readily available AI voice cloning tools can be used to create new multi-vocal experiences and what this means for our understanding of connection and even kinship.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating area.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about replicating voices, it's
Yeah.
about how AI can actually like reshape our understanding of identity and connection.
Exactly.
Right.
So before we get into the details,
So,
can you give us a quick overview of the AI voice cloning landscape? What's going on under the hood with this technology?
at a basic level, there's two main types of voice cloning tech.
Okay.
First, there's text-to-speech, or TTS, which uses text as input to generate speech.
Right, like virtual assistants.
Exactly, like you hear it every day. And
Yeah.
then there's voice-to-voice, or V2V, which transforms existing speech, kind of like applying a voice filter.
Oh, interesting.
You know?
Yeah,
Yeah.
like that musician Holly Herndon,
Yeah.
who created an AI model of her own voice
Yeah.
called Holly Plus, and then
Exactly.
other artists could use her synthesized voice to make music,
No, that's right.
or even that controversial song Heart on My Sleeve,
Oh, yeah.
which used cloned voices of Drake and The Weeknd.
Right.
It's amazing how accessible these tools are becoming for
It
everyone.
really is.
But what I think is so interesting is this shift from simply mimicking human voices
Yeah.
to actually like exploring these new artistic and conceptual territories.
Yeah.
And that's where Donna Haraway's concept of making kin comes in,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. The research paper uses Making Kin as a lens
Okay.
to understand how AI voice cloning can potentially create new forms of connection and even challenge traditional notions of kinship.
So for those of us who aren't familiar with making kin, how would you explain it? Essentially, making kin is about recognizing that relationships and responsibilities
Okay.
aren't limited to blood ties.
I see.
It's about forming connections with humans, non-humans, even technology,
Yeah.
in a way that creates a sense of belonging and shared responsibility.
Okay, so it's expanding the idea of kinship beyond just biological family. But
Exactly.
how does this all relate to voice cloning?
Well, the paper outlines three key concepts that bridge making kin with voice cloning.
Okay.
First, there's this idea of kin networks.
Okay.
When you fine-tune a voice model with multiple voices,
Right.
you're essentially creating a network of interconnected identities within that single voice.
So it's like weaving a tapestry of vocal identities
Yeah.
into a single synthetic voice,
Yeah.
representing this complex web of relationships, much like a family or community.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's this concept of assembling,
Okay.
which focuses on how multivocal voice design gathers these diverse vocal identities and combines them. Interesting.
It kind of highlights how kinship is formed through the gathering and interaction of different individuals.
Okay, and lastly, there's the fascinating concept of attachment sites. This
Right.
is all about the act of listening.
Exactly. Like when you listen to a voice, even if it's synthetic,
Okay.
you're creating a point of connection with the speaker.
Yeah.
And this connection can potentially lead to a feeling of kinship, regardless of whether the voice originated from a human or an AI.
So even with AI-generated voices, we can form these connections and feel a sense of kinship.
Yeah.
It really makes you think about the power of voices to build relationships.
Absolutely.
And to demonstrate this, the researchers explore three specific approaches to multivocal voice design.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the theory down,
Right.
but how does this actually play out? Let's hear about some real-world examples.
Sure. So the first approach is called the choral voice.
Okay.
This involves layering multiple copies of the same voice, but with different pitches, resulting in this kind of ethereal chorus-like effect.
Oh, wow, that sounds incredible. But is it easy to understand what's being said with all those voices layered on top of each other?
That's the interesting part.
Yeah.
Intelligibility can be a challenge with the choral voice.
I see.
But from an artistic standpoint, it opens up exciting possibilities
Right.
for manipulating the voice and using it as an instrument.
So maybe not the best choice for a podcast,
Right.
but I can see how it would be perfect for music or
Right.
experimental art pieces.
Exactly.
Tell me more about the other approaches.
Okay, so the second approach is called the pooled voice.
Okay.
In this case, they combined audio from two speakers in the training data. So the resulting synthetic voice randomly switches between the two for each utterance.
That's fascinating. It's like two distinct personalities
Yeah.
inhabiting a single voice, constantly shifting.
You could think of it that way.
Yeah.
While it might have some limitations for storytelling.
Right, because the artist has less control over which voice is used.
Exactly.
Okay.
But it really embodies this concept of kinship as a shifting point of attachment.
I see.
With every sentence, the listener connects with a different identity
yeah.
within the synthetic voice.
It's like a sonic representation of the fluidity of relationships, how they constantly evolve and change.
That's a great way to put it.
So what about the third approach?
Now, the third approach, yes. the fluctuating voice, is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
They used a data set where two speakers alternate within the same audio files.
Interesting.
So imagine a character in a movie.
Yeah.
With a voice that dynamically switches between different identities mid-sentence.
Oh, wow.
Reflecting their internal conflicts or complex relationships.
So this is making me completely rethink how we perceive voices. It's like building dynamic kin networks within every word.
Yeah.
You could even explore entirely new forms of character development using this kind of technology. And to create these multivocal voices, they used readily available resources audio from LibriVox.
That's right.
A public domain audiobook website.
Yeah.
It's remarkable what they've achieved with such accessible tools.
It is.
Really highlights the democratization of creative technology.
Mm.
But I'm curious, what were some of the limitations they encountered with these approaches?
Well, as we discussed with the Coral,
yeah.
voice intelligibility can be an issue.
Right.
When you have multiple voices layered on top of each other.
Yeah.
And with the pooled voice, the artist has less control over which voice is used.
Right.
So it can be a challenge for structured storytelling.
So there are definitely trade-offs to consider.
Yeah.
But overall, what do these multivocal approaches tell us about the potential of AI voice cloning?
Well, these experiments are really pushing the boundaries,
yeah.
you know, of yeah. artistic expression and challenging our traditional understanding of identity and connection.
Mm.
We're no longer limited to representing a single voice.
Right.
Now we can explore voices that embody multiple perspectives
right. yeah.
and relationships simultaneously.
It's like we're expanding the vocabulary of storytelling,
uh-huh.
but it also makes you wonder, like, what does this all mean for how we connect as humans?
That's a key question
yeah.
the paper grapples with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we can create synthetic voices
right.
that represent these complex relationships,
yeah.
what does that tell us about our own sense of self
right.
and our connection to others?
If our identities are shaped, at least in part, by the voices we interact with,
yeah.
how might these AI-generated voices change how we perceive ourselves
Brilliant.
And our relationships in the future? It's a bit of a mind-bending concept.
It is, to think about. It raises some really thought-provoking questions.
Yeah.
Could interacting with these multivocal AIs actually broaden our capacity for empathy?
Interesting.
By allowing us to experience different perspectives more directly.
Yeah.
Or could it blur the lines between real and artificial connections, making it harder to distinguish between authentic relationships and those mediated by technology?
It's like science fiction is becoming reality.
Right.
Right before our eyes.
Uh-huh.
What was once a futuristic concept is now something we can actually experiment with
yeah.
and explore.
And the potential applications are incredibly diverse.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, imagine a world where we can design AI voices
okay.
that represent different facets of our personalities,
mm-hmm.
giving us the ability to interact with the world in totally new ways.
That would be pretty wild.
Or consider the possibilities in therapy.
Yeah.
Where AI voices could help people process emotions
mm-hmm.
or connect with others who have shared similar experiences.
The possibilities are truly mind-boggling.
They are.
But it's important to remember that with any new technology,
sure.
there are potential downsides.
Of course.
We need to consider.
Absolutely. One concern that comes to mind is the potential for misuse.
Okay.
You know, we need to be cautious about the possibility of using these tools to create deepfakes
right.
or spread misinformation.
Yeah, if anyone can easily clone a voice, it becomes that much harder to verify the authenticity of audio recordings.
Exactly.
This has huge implications for journalism, politics, even personal relationships.
Huge implications, yeah.
It's a powerful reminder that technology is never neutral.
Mm-hmm.
It reflects the intentions and values of the people who create and use it.
That's right.
And we've already seen how easily these tools can be used to create unauthorized music.
Right.
Raising complex questions about copyright and artistic ownership.
Definitely.
And we need to be mindful of the potential for bias and representation within these data sets.
Yeah.
If the voices used to train these models aren't diverse and inclusive,
uh-huh.
we risk perpetuating harmful stereotypes and biases.
For sure.
So it's not enough to just focus on the technological innovation itself.
Right.
We have to think critically about the values we embed in this technology
Dang.
And the potential consequences of its use.
Absolutely. It requires a thoughtful and ethical approach
yeah.
to development, mm-hmm. you know, one that focuses on using these tools to empower people
right.
rather than manipulate or divide them.
Yeah, we need to have open and honest conversations about who has access to these tools. How they're being used,
right.
and what safeguards need to be in place to prevent misuse.
For sure. This is really a much bigger conversation
yeah.
than just about technology.
Right.
It's about how we as a society choose to use these tools
yeah.
and what kind of future we want to create with them.
This entire conversation has been incredibly eye-opening.
It is fascinating.
What would you say is the most important takeaway for our listener who's been on this deep dive with us?
I think the key takeaway here is that AI voice cloning isn't just a technological advancement.
Okay.
It represents a significant cultural and societal shift.
Mm-hmm.
It's forcing us to re-examine our assumptions about identity connection and what it means to be human.
Yeah.
In a world where the lines between the real and the artificial
right.
are becoming increasingly blurred.
Mm-hmm. It's both exhilarating and a bit daunting.
It is.
To think about the possibilities and the potential challenges
right.
that lie ahead.
But I believe that by engaging with these technologies thoughtfully and ethically,
yeah.
we can harness their power to amplify voices, foster understanding,
mm-hmm.
and create new forms of connection.
And remember, this is just the beginning.
That's right.
The future of this technology is still being written.
Yeah.
And we all have a role to play in shaping it. It really feels like we're standing at the edge of a new frontier.
Yeah.
It's exciting and a little bit unsettling at the same time.
It's natural to feel that way. You know,
yeah.
when you're confronting these concepts that challenge
yeah.
the very foundations of what we thought we knew.
Yeah.
But that's also what makes it so compelling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're witnessing a fundamental shift
right.
in how humans interact with technology, and the possibilities are vast.
And as we navigate this uncharted territory,
yeah.
it's crucial to stay informed, ask critical questions, and engage in these conversations about the ethical implications of these advancements.
Absolutely. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about how we choose to use it
right.
and what kind of future we want to build.
This deep dive has certainly given me a lot to think about. If you had to distill it down to one key message for our listener,
okay,
what would it be?
I'd say this AI voice cloning is more than just the technological innovation.
Okay.
It's a reflection of our own humanity.
Mm-hmm.
It challenges us to examine our preconceived notions about identity,
right,
connection, and what it means to be human in an age where the lines between the real and the synthetic are becoming increasingly blurred.
It's a powerful reminder that the future isn't something that just happens to us.
Right.
It's something we actively create through the choices we make today.
Exactly. And those choices will determine whether these technologies are used to amplify our voices,
mm-hmm.
foster understanding, and connect us in more meaningful ways, or whether they're used to sow division, spread misinformation, and further erode trust.
It's a responsibility we all share.
It is.
For those who are curious to hear these multivocal voices for themselves,
yeah.
we've included a link to some SoundCloud examples in the show notes.
Go check it out.
Go have a listen and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
It's an experience that will stay with you long after this deep dive is over.
It certainly will. And remember, this is just the beginning of the conversation.
Right.
As this technology continues to evolve, we need to stay engaged.
Yeah.
Ask critical questions.
Mm.
And work together to ensure that it serves humanity's best interests.
Well said. This has been a truly fascinating deep dive, and I want to thank you for guiding us through this complex and thought-provoking topic.
It was my pleasure. I'm always happy to delve into these uncharted waters with curious minds.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and we'll see you on our next deep dive.